Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is another episode of Chatting from the Word podcast. We are so delighted that you have joined us and that you are ready to receive a portion of God's Word. Here on Chatting from the Word, we are speaking from His Word, and we are so gladly speaking from His Word so that you, the audience, may know God, may know His message for us today. In parting of our sins so that we may be on the way to heaven. Who wants to die and go to ATWL? The way Jesus described in hell, he said it is hot. He said that would be gnashing and gashing of teeth. So I wonder, I ask you, who would want to go to hell where Jesus Christ our Lord describes it in that term, in that kind of terminology? I don't know about you, but I know I don't want to go to that place, because I know that place is a place where we are separated from our Father and from our Lord. I want to go to heaven one day. And we hope and pray that it would be your desire also when you close your eyes in death and face judgment and ready to go home with our Father. Again, we're so delighted that you are with us, and that we're so delighted that you are joining us on Chatting from the Word podcast. And we did our program this morning on YouTube, and we hope and pray that if you're getting that program, that you're enjoying that one also. Program, we love to pray. We love to pray. Chatting from the Word is a praying program. And as always, if you have a need, and want to request prayer, if you want us to pray for you and for your needs and for something and for that that's bothering you, we'd be happy to do that. It was the Apostle, I believe, James, who said, James 5 says, a fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we know that a righteous man prayer, a righteous person prayer, can reach to God. We know God doesn't hear sinners' prayer. We know that. So here on Chatting from the Word, we truly believe in praying. So as I said, if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray about on our program, you can call in. For our call-in numbers, area code 657-383-0883. That call-in number is 657-383-0883. We hope and pray that you get a chance to call in before the end and the close of the program today. So at this point, I want you, would you please pray with us as we bow our heads? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for blessing us to come to this time and this hour that we are chatting about your word, Father. Father, we thank you for the audience that have joined us and listening in as we bring this program and as we try to reach as many as we can with the gospel of Jesus Christ, Father. As always, we're thanking you for the gospel. We're thanking you for allowing your son Jesus to come down to the cruel world and die on the cross so that we may have a chance at salvation. Oh, Father, we come praying that The government of this world never make a law forbidding us to worship you in spirit and in truth as you command in your word, Father. Come, Father, praying for those that are sick this morning. Come praying, Father, for those that are suffering with arthritis. Praying, Father, for those that are suffering from diabetes. Praying, Father, for those that had a stroke and their bodies just don't perform as it once did. Oh, Father, we pray for those that are having financial difficulties. Father, we pray, Father, that you lift them up, give them a job so that they may feed their families and help their families. Father, we pray for the message that we have on our hearts. We pray, Father, that it may touch someone today and that it may soften someone's heart so that they may come and cry, "What must I do to attain salvation?" In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen and amen. As I say, I'm so delighted to come unto you from Chatty from the Word at 2 o'clock. And then I say, "Why 2 o'clock, brother? I don't care why you, why 2 o'clock? Isn't that where everybody is just doing their thing and working and all that? Why not 2 o'clock? I believe that it is a good time to chat about the Word of God. For the Word of God is power. It's power, my friend. It's powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. So we hope and pray this afternoon that the Word of God finds you and you are ready to receive His Word this afternoon. And we hope and pray that if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, we pray that you do that. We pray that you visit the closest body of Christ that's truly going by His Word and be added to that body. We hope and pray that you do that. And as I was saying this morning, that we hope and pray that our program, Chatting from the Word podcast, Chatting from the Word, of course, on YouTube, is making a difference in your life. We hope and pray that making a difference in somebody's life. And if it is, contact your brother here and let me know if it's making a difference in your life, if it's helping you to walk this Christian journey, if it's helping you to have a new your faith to grow, if it's helping you in a way that will make you grow. And if it's reaching out to the one that don't know Him, and if you want to get to know Him, we hope and pray that this prayer program is doing that for you. And if it is, contact me. Contact your brother. Let me know that it is having an effect in your life. And the reason why we want to know is because we want to know if we are doing any good, because I need sponsor to help me to bring this show on the air in a more powerful way. Because I truly believe the most important thing in this world today is telling others about Jesus Christ. And I hope and pray that you as my listening audience feel the same. We hope and pray you do. I mean, many spend money on groceries, which is needed. Many may spend money at McDonald's on a hamburger. Many may spend money even on going to a movie or going to to hear someone in a concert. But I ask you the question, isn't God's word more important than those things? That those are earthly things. But chatting about God's word will help you get to heaven, will help you get to heaven and be with the Lord Jesus Christ through all eternity. And you can't put a price on that. But we're asking that you help us here so that Chatting from the Word may get an uplift, may get what some may call a facelift. And we said, we don't ask for much. We ask that you sponsor our show monthly, $1, $2, $3, $4, $5, whatever you can give to help your brother here to bring God's word to people who really need to hear God's word. And next, I want to say that I live in the city of Dayton. And here in the city of Dayton, we want Christ's light to shine and to shine brightly. Here in the city of Dayton, we are trying to start, I want to try to start a new work. Because here the churches, the body of Christ, the church of Christ, some have closed its doors. Others are changing his name. Others are changing the doctrinal teaching of Christ. And others are just not growing. We need Christ's light to shine brightly in the city of Dayton, Ohio. And if you want to join your brother here, if you stay in Dayton, Ohio, and if you want to join Brother Oscar in this new work, contact me. Contact me. Inbox me on Facebook. I'm always on Facebook. You can send me an email, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or you can leave a message at, in the comments box below the radio program or on YouTube. Or you can go to my webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com, and leave a message there too. But while you at my publishing webpage, order your book. That will also help our program to get more out there in a mighty way. We got two books on our online bookstores, A Peaceful Place in the Storm, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. You could either order one, which is $21.50, or order two, which is $43. That's all it costs. So order your book. Go to my webpage and order your book, please. Please order your book and read. You know my motto, with reading comes knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. So support this work that Brother Oscar is trying to do in a mighty, mighty way. And as I just said, if there's someone who, by listening to this program or watching it on YouTube, if it has changed your life, let us know. Tell others about the program. Tell others to watch it on YouTube. Tell others to listen to the podcast so that they may learn the goodness of Jesus Christ. As I said, we are so thankful to the Lord, first of all, for this program. And we thank you, the audience, for joining us and listening in on Chatting from the Word podcast. On our lesson, we want, first of all, apologize for not coming on Friday. We was detained. And Thursday show, though we did show Thursday, it was only for 15 minutes, and listening back to it, the video wasn't that great. That's why we need your help so that we can get quality program on Blog Talk Radio and on YouTube. So help us if you can in getting the word, chatting the word out there. That's why we need your help to help us here at Chatting from the Word. But as I said, we want to apologize for not coming on Friday. We want to apologize for the short day we had on Thursday. But as always, you know, I'm getting ready to say it. We're glad that those who have a copy of God's Word, that you have it. But for those who do not have a copy of God's Word, we're going to give you a chance to go get you a copy of God's Word. Go get a copy. We're going to give you this opportunity to grab your Bible so that you can study along with us and to follow us in this lesson that we want to attempt to bring to you on this afternoon. So we give you a chance to do that. You had a chance to do that, and as always, we enjoy coming to you, bring you lessons on this magnitude by God's word. We hope and pray that we can keep these programs on the air so that we can keep on talking and chatting about the word of God. All right, we hope that those who had to go get your Bible, that you have your Bible at this time. And we're going to come from John, the 17th chapter. And we want to read basically where we left off last time. Who are you listening to? And this was part 3. Beginning with verse 20. Here Jesus says, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee. And these have known that thou hast sent, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them." You know, in so many things, the world is so divided. Governmentally, we're divided. You got, on one hand, you got your Republicans and you got your Democrats. You got your Republicans speaking one thing and your Democrats speaking another. And as we look over the history of the two parties, I believe, and the world, I believe you'll always have that division. And sometimes we have a division in our home, don't we? Well, the husband and wife cannot say I. And then the children, they get confused too. They don't know who they want to believe, the mama or the daddy. But here's what Jesus is saying here, that being divided is not good at all. What Jesus is saying here, that the message needs to be the same. Again, this is why I asked the question. Who are you listening to? Because we have so many voices out there. Even religiously, we have so many voices out there. We have so many denominational religiously that is confusing people when it comes to Jesus Christ. Again, we ask the question, who are you listening to? Oh, my friend, I believe this morning. I believe this afternoon that we need to begin to listen to Jesus Christ. And here Jesus Christ is talking to the Father. And he's telling the Father He said that they all may be one, as our Father art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Here Jesus said they need to be one, the message need to be one, and they need to be together. Again, who are you listening to? You know, Jesus said in Matthew 12 about division, about being divided. This is what Jesus says in Matthew 12. A verse is 25. Jesus advised, and Jesus knew their thoughts, and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. Here Jesus is saying a house that is divided against itself would not stand. We know governmental that we're divided. Race relationship we're divided. Blacks, whites, Spaniards divided. But wouldn't it be good that we all could have one message, one thought, and one way when it comes to Jesus Christ? And here Jesus Christ is saying that he desires that we all have one message. For we know a house that is divided against itself, as Jesus said here, cannot stand and won't stand. I know years ago when I first got in the church, how different it was. We didn't do the clapping, or the bebopping, or the standing up and doing the twist in the body of Christ. Because we understood the one message when it comes to our singing. And the Bible only says to sing. We understood that back then. Why we are so divided today, even in the body of Christ. Even in the body of Christ, we are so divided and teaching so many different lessons, different teachings, when we supposed to be teaching one thought, one message. They was confused in the Corinthian church one thing. Here Paul in 1 Corinthians, and we're going to read that quickly. He recognized the division that was in the Corinthian church. In 1 Corinthians 1 and 10, he said, now, I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are in the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you, say I am a Paul, I am a Apollos, I am a Cephas, I am a Christ, is
Christ divided.
Is Christ divided? The answer is no. Christ is not divided. And here Paul is saying that the message, as Jesus said in John 17, the only way the world may know that we're together, stand as one, if our message is the same. If our message is the same. Oh, my friend, let Brother Oscar say this. I plead with you on this program. We need to get together. We need our message to be the same. The message that Christ had and the message that his apostles taught. And I believe this afternoon we're getting away from that. We truly are. We're getting away from the one message that the Bible speaks about. We're getting away at having so many different things in our worship and in our teaching in the body of Christ. We're trying to teach like a denominational world. And we need to stop that, because how they know that we're in Christ when we are teaching something different from what the Bible is trying to tell us. And those of you that are in the denominational world, you need to come to Christ and being the one Lord and one faith and the one baptism and the one body, as Ephesians 4:4 says, tell us that we need to be. We need to be one religiously. We need to be one religiously, although the world is divided. Let us not be divided religiously. And if you truly want heaven to be your home one day, let Brother Oscar know, cut out this ridiculous division. And let us come together as one in Christ. We pray with you, please. Our Father, which art in heaven, thou be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the message. We thank you, Father, for the body of Christ. Help us to be one as your Father are in you and you are in him. As the Father, as you are in Christ. Help us all to be one, Christ. Help us to maintain one message under God in you, Father, so that we can help others to see you and want to desire to go to heaven. Oh, we pray for the listeners, Father. We pray that they have a good day. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. And as always, it was good to chat with you. Some chatting from the Word. We hope and pray that all receive the message. Brother York is speaking out of love. Contact me. Let me know. Love your brother here. Contact me in Jesus' name. We see you tomorrow, same time, same station. We hope all have a good day. Bye-bye.